This is TENT Sports Podcast. QT Ski, LK. Let's go.
TENT, we back. Yeah. Logging in and see that. Okay. Wins and losses, crazy crosses, holding one. Talking golfing, rolling one. Got me coughing every weekend, so it's often. And I'm dropping every week. Name the topic, we can speak. From the Rockets to the Heat. Well, the Rockets to the net. Slick, weird, big beard on my James Harden flex. No one came as hard as this. Watch me, Shannon, sharpen it. I depart like marking this. TNT, that's a T with a hyphen. ENT, if you're typing, seeing me, that's a like. COT, shout my Vikings, and we do it just like
Nike. Next to the Max is like I'm Stephen A. Right, tag me in your subject. Tag TikTok, me. Facebook, Grammar, Twitter page. Everywhere. Tell me who you loving. Big discussions for you, sport or hobbies. Jackie Moon, Tropics, Wardell in Oakland, straight 30 bopping. Tommy Brady pockets, who had Gronk up in the party. Toss Lombardi, get it started. Mardi Gras Mike, can't be guarded. My new spicy like New Orleans. Whether local, national, foreign, we get it. Working overtime, cafe do mine with the coverage. I'm on you at
no
the line.
No one came as hard as this. Watch me, Shannon, sharpen it. Okay. I depart like marking this. TNT, we back. Logging in and see that. Wins and losses, crazy crosses, holding one. Talking golfing, rolling one. Got me coughing every weekend, so it's often. And I'm dropping every week. Name the topic, we can speak.
Good morning, this is TNT Sports Podcast, man. It's episode number 120. And this morning I got a guest that's been on multiple times. She's not even considered a guest no more. She's family, man. Hey, Millie, what's going on with you?
Hey, T, what's going on? And I'm so glad that I have really become family. Thank you so much for having me on your platform.
Yeah, you've been family for all this anyway, so it's all good. You was already family, but, man, if anybody don't know, let them know about you, social media, what you do, your show, everything.
Of course, my name is A. Millie. I am a podcaster. I am the host of the Sip and Sip podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and make sure you follow us and subscribe on YouTube. And it's just always amazing when I come on to fellow podcasters, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. Now, what happened in Montgomery? We're going to jump right into that, man. What happened in the Gump, man? Are you familiar with the Gump? I'm familiar with the Gump. You don't know what the Gump is in Montgomery, Alabama, man. What happened in Montgomery, Ashley?
You know what? I'm not going to even lie to you because I was sipping on some tea, just watching everything unfold on social media. And, you know, even though it happened, like, up in the day, I didn't find out about it until, like, late at night, 10:30, 11 o'clock. I saw a whole bunch of commotion on Facebook. And I'm like, what is going on? What is trending? And every time I looked on social media, it was either TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And it seemed like it was just a big brawl, a big WWE showdown in Montgomery. Now, we all used to WWE coming, you know, but this was nothing like it. This was just a big brawl, and I think it was a long time coming, one of these brawls between, you know, blacks and whites. But, you know, to make a long story short, the Harriet 2, as we know it, is at the riverfront, and that boat is docked each and every day there. I mean, people go on there to ride the boat for at least 2 hours down the Alabama River. And they had some people, Caucasians or Saltines, as I like to call them, they owned their own small platoon boats. Yeah. Now, me personally, as many times I've been down to the riverfront and gone on the Harriet 2 so many times, I never thought that platoons or private boats can dock there. I did not know. They said signs used to be up there, but now it's not. But I never knew that. So it was kind of weird to me seeing, like, you know, private boats that could dock there, even though that is owned by the city. So, you know, the Harrier 2 was trying to dock, and the co-captain was in a heated argument with the Saltines, and they would not move their boat. Now, mind you, this big, oversized boat now has to dock. That is, like, so many people on their boats, and it has three levels. If you ever been on the Harrier 2, it's three levels, and it's a beautiful boat. It's really a good time to have live music, really a good time. But they would not move the boat. So, of course, you know, the co-captain is like, sir, you need to move your boat. I got to bring these people off. And plus, that's a hazardous. I mean, that's like keeping people out there in limbo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People trying to get off that boat, you know? And you only got so many, you only have so many hours that you can be on that boat. So, of course, they did not move it, and a little hand gestures going back and forth, and one of the Saltines attacked the black male that was the co-captain. Now, a lot of people were saying that he was a security guard, but he was not. He was the co-captain of that ship. And, you know, if you attack me, oh, we about to get run up, get done up. Like, you hit me, I'm going to hit your ass back. But it ensued, and three other Saltines attacked the black guy while he was in the fight with the first white guy. Now, my thing is, they're jumping, like, four against one. I'm from old school. Like, no, if you gonna jump me, I'm gonna have, like, two or three other people that we all gonna be fighting.
Right.
But it just turned into, like, a big brawl. One of the crew members who actually was the youngest, he was 16, he's a minor. Mm. He jumped over the boat and swam to the dock to help his co-worker. Now, mind you, this is an older guy. Yeah. And they are saying that another minor, a 16-year-old male, white male that actually did work on the Harrier, he got hit by the Saltines of his kind. So it's like, if you're hitting a child, and he is seen on video trying to help his older co-worker. Now, mind you, when the boat finally docks, all the crew members did hop off there, and then, you know, they confronted the Saltines.
Yeah.
And at this point, you know, all hell broke loose. Yeah. And you can see the big brawl. You see Caucasian women getting in fights. And, of course, we got Big Unk.
Yeah.
And I think his name is Reggie Gray. Was fighting as well. And he was the one with the folding chair. Now, I never have seen a folding chair in a brawl except on WWE wrestling. And they took this chair folding to another. He took it to another level. Mind you, this group that was on this boat were from the class of 1975. I think they attended Hatch High School in Uniontown, Alabama. So you already know they country.
Yeah.
And 1975, so that means you are in your 60s.
Right.
And you fighting these saltine crackers out here. And let's just say I was not surprised. And was I pleased? Hell yeah. I mean, and just imagine, that is the same place where they used to house the slaves on the boat and walk them up.
Exactly.
So just imagine over 400 years of this built up, and we beat y'all asses that day.
Yeah.
August 5th in the Gump. Is now a national holiday.
National holiday.
It is now a national holiday.
Yes.
I mean, it has made national headlines.
All
in the blog.
Everywhere.
As radio personalities, we've been talking about it. I mean, it is literally, it is the biggest thing that is talked about right now. I feel like, you know, the state of Alabama has been on this clown and shit, like, for the past month. With the whole Carly, Russell incident, and now this. I think she kind of to redeem herself. I mean, we still know what she did, but this is taking precedence over this. And of course, you know, if the celebrities are talking about it, doing memes, then it is, it's going to be a hot, it's a trending topic right now. And especially when none of the other Saltines have turned themselves in as of today. There's only one person that turned themselves in yesterday. And with the press conference, they have not turned themselves in as of today still. So they still have warrants out for their arrest, and they have yet to turn themselves in.
Yeah, and also they own a mini mart in Selma too, so don't support them.
don't support that. I mean, it's called Bastards Mini Mart. Now, I've seen people that are from Selma, they have gone down there taking pictures. And actually, yesterday, a woman went live on Facebook, and it was shared that CNN actually was posted up at the mini mart, and I think they were getting ready to they were getting like some B-roll shots of the restaurant, and possibly doing some interviews with people that are residents of Selma and what this means. I mean, don't get me wrong, I kind of wanted to be nosy and post up down there, see who's going in and out, but I ain't about that life for real.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, don't support. And then, of course, with it being all on the radio, so many, it's hit national syndicated radio shows. Donkey of the Day with the Breakfast Club. Then you had a worker of Selma's hospital. And mind you, I didn't even know Selma had a hospital. You know, small town mindset. I be thinking, like, my hometown don't have no hospital, but Selma does. So it's just, you know, real crazy to me. But anyway, it's like she called up there to the Breakfast Club and told them that when the whites went back to Selma, they went to that hospital, they didn't want to be treated there because it was a black hospital and they were fearing for their lives. I mean, you should fear for your lives. I mean, you could have stopped it, number one. You could not have initiated into this brawl. If you wanted some attention, then, I mean, do something else. But this is just, this right here is just too much. And I know, I feel like all of us, we feel sort of vindicated in a sense.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you know, yeah, we feel vindicated. But then again, will this open up another can of worms? It, like, is it going to be still black versus white? Is something like this going to happen again? You know, so I feel like we look at that. Too, don't get me wrong. I was happy as hell. Ooh. I really was.
I was a proud Alabamian.
as an Alabamian, a native of Alabama, like, I felt like this was truly Black History Month. We were taking you to school that day.
Yeah.
And we're going to school you.
Yeah, man. I was happy. I was excited. Like I said, I don't condone violence, like Ricky Smiley said, but
exactly.
I mean, y'all jumped the guy. One person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But one thing I would say, you know, as a female, I do not condone the guy with the folding chair hitting the woman. Now, if she said some words or whatever, called him an N-I-G-G-E-R, okay, now that's different. But I feel like the black women that were fighting, let them handle the women and the men handle the men.
Yeah.
That I don't condone. And I had, you know, some men I've seen on Facebook and Snapchat and others said, you know, if it's about my family or whatever, they condoned the man for hitting that female. Now, I don't, because as women, I just feel like that's domestic violence and it brings flashbacks. So I wish he had not hit the woman. Let the black women tell her ass up.
Yeah.
Let them take care of her. He should not have hit her on the head with that.
Yeah. I think you know, he went back into his old days and was like, man, I'm about to get these people, man. You know how what you call the Saltine women are in Alabama. You know, they'll call you, yeah. But like I said, I was like, y'all get her. Like, I see what you're saying. But yeah, y'all get her, man. I'm gonna handle this over here. Y'all handle this. Like, for real. But, I mean, that was, man, shout out to Aquaman, too, man. That guy, man.
I mean, Aquaman, he is like, a hero. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I would be a little skeptical jumping up in that doggone river. In that river, I mean, a monster or something living down there. I just don't know. I don't see myself jumping into the Alabama River. It's probably muddy, dark. Ain't no telling how many bodies been down there. Yeah. You know, over 400 years. It's just a lot. We don't know what's down in there, but you know, more power to him. Jumping in the river and swimming across. I just could not. I just can't do it. You know, I'm gonna help my people.
Yeah.
But that right there, as a female, and that. Jumping in nasty water like that, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm spoiled, man. I like the clear blue water, so I ain't messing with that, man. But, anyway, I mean, like, I heard somebody say that he didn't swim across that water. They said he was carried by the ancestors across the water. That's what they said. It makes sense, though. He got over there pretty smooth.
I mean, he did. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like God was with him and led him across the shore, led him across the docks, and the ancestors, like the spirits and stuff, led him across over there. But it's just like, you know, I wanna understand what was going through his mind when he was watching it. Like, and then again, what if that boat had docked, or was it like close enough, how many more people would have jumped across there?
Yeah, probably,
like, it would have been a bigger
brawl. Yeah, he probably saw that. Man, I see the OG over there getting jumped. Let me go over here. You know, we all got this relationship with older guys, man. We look up to them and stuff like that. So, you know, you'd be like, I'm a dog. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I feel like, you know, it was only one black man at the beginning of that video when the guy threw his hat off.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to tussle. It was only one black guy that really kind of
came down,
down there to protect him.
Yeah.
And it was more people that were down there. It was like security guards that I'm seeing on videos, and they were just watching. Other people were just watching the videotaping. And why was it just only one man to come down there? Like, and it had, you know, it felt like people were just not getting across when they attacked the other side. So I'm like, why was it just one man? Why wasn't it like two or three men down there protecting this man when he getting beat? Everybody else is watching. Now, that's a problem that I had right there. There was only one black male before everybody got off that boat, but one black man that ran down there, that was watching it, ran down there and tried to shield the man. What was everybody else? Now, I do understand, you know, you don't want to get involved in that. People got stuff to lose. I get it. But it just, you know, it just makes you feel some type of way. What would other people?
Yeah, I wouldn't even be asleep at night watching him get beat like that. I would have been dying, hands down, man. I could say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be asleep at night, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll take it, man, because I'm going to get out of jail regardless, because, I mean.
Exactly. And then, you know, like, And I'm biased with everything, but, you know, I kind of wonder, like, there was a comment that a lady made on live that she was asked about the fight. Was she there? And she said no, but it kind of triggered her, reminds her of the Rodney King beating that happened back in the 90s out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So, you know, triggers like that, seeing a black man being beat by men, it does... saltine crackers, it does take you back to the 60s, to the civil rights movement, and even before that, in the lynching and stuff like that, and it just triggers you, and it builds up all this emotion, like, I can't let that happen, you know, I can't, back in the day, I feel like during the civil rights movement, people could have been lynched for even helping a black man, you know, and try to stop, you know, for a white man from beating them or whatnot. They could have been hanged, they could have been in jail, lynched, all of that. So I feel like now we're getting our reparations. Like, you ain't gonna touch our black brother or our black sister.
Yeah.
And you know, men in general putting your hands on women, like, in the video, the longer video, it showed one of the white men put his hands on a black woman, and then that's when most of the black men started beating him. And of course, you look at the black man with the folding chair beating the white woman. Now, I feel like men, whether you're white or black, do not, you should not be hitting a woman. Don't put your hands on a woman like that.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sports podcast, but that was sports. That was all sport. That was fighting.
that actually was wrestling. That was like literally a WWE brawl. Now, I came up with WWF.
Yeah.
But I would say literally that was some stone. That was a Stone Cold brawl.
Man, and the memes are crazy, man. They got the Avengers Assemble. They got all the memes they got, man. They got so many memes, man.
I mean, and now people are making t-shirts. People are basically, they are selling merch about August 5th, 2023. And I don't blame them. Hey, get it how you live, get that merch. But I bet you them church folding chairs are going for the low, low.
Look, they said it's sold out in Walmart in Montgomery, man. People like making reenactment videos, doing content for that stuff, man. Like, dang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has literally, this is the age we're living in with social media. Anything that's trending is going to be remade into a reenactment. And this is going to go on for a while. I don't think nobody's going to let this up. And I can guarantee you, come October 31st, it's going to be a black t-shirt, gray pants, with a black hat and a folding chair. That's one costume. Then you're going to have the coat captain and a white polo with black shorts with a whistle and a black baseball cap. That's another costume right now. That's going to be, we're going to see that coming up in October. So people are going to make a profit off of this. People ain't going to let this die down. It's going to be a while before this die down.
Yeah, so Cardi can get some sleep now, because, you know, her story ain't got nothing on this.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, the state of Alabama has been goofing for years. But this takes the cake. 2023, between July and this month, takes the cake now. We got four or five months left in the year. I want to see, you know, what Alabama going to do next. I feel like the spotlight needs to be off Alabama. It needs to go to another state with all this foolishness. But Alabama is going Alabama, and the gump is surely going to gump.
Shout out to the gump, man. But, I mean, the positive part of the whole situation is, man, we came together when we needed to come together. Man, that's the motive that I'm excited about, happy about, that we can come together instead of just sitting there watching somebody get beat, man. Like I said, I would have been down now when I killed. Like, I just have been down to 8 times stopping or something. Man, I don't need no chill.
I feel you on that.
I don't need no chill, man. But nah, man. Go ahead.
And when you say everybody, you know, coming together, that's the unity that we need. The unity of, you know, fighting for our brothers and sisters, fighting for our rights, and not just fighting each other. You know, as a lot of people are saying now, you know, guns down, chairs up.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like that is something that needs to be, you know, looked at. We need to stop, you know, all this gun violence between each other, blacks on blacks. It's just, it's too much now. Can we just go back to the days where we got problems with each other and we want to fight? Let's do fist fight. Let's not do all this gun violence, because it's not healthy. But as long as we can come together and continue to ride for each other and take it how people were riding our grandparents and great-grandparents and on down the line, they were riding for each other during the Civil Rights Movement and of course during slavery, because we all had, you know. So I feel like we got to continue to unify. Whether it's good or bad, we're gonna come at the end of the day, we got always gonna come together. That's one thing I saw Saturday. We always gonna come together.
Yeah. Definitely, man. I tell people all the time, and I always say this, you know, how close they were back then in the civil rights days, even slavery times, they were close together. You know, they had their messy ones that did their thing or whatever, but they came together, man, and now we have more freedom and we can be whatever we want to be now. So imagine we came closer together now, like they did back in the days, like civil rights.
Yes.
We'll be unstoppable, honestly.
And we will be. And we will be. And we are unstoppable if we can just continue to come together and continue to stand up for each other. Then can't nobody touch us.
Yeah.
Can't nobody touch us. Yeah. But see, they don't want us to be like that. But we got to get in that mindset that we all we got. Now, I know the saying goes, all skin folk ain't kin folk. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a ride for my black folks now.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Definitely, man. Like I said, man, the Battle of Montgomery 2023 was awesome. It was great. Man, I don't even know what to say no more, because it was just that great to see us all together, man. That's because a lot of people are probably like, they really do stick together. We ain't gonna mess with them no more.
Yes, yes. And I mean, my thing is being in entertainment, just seeing so many black celebrities talk about it. We got to continue to talk about this. Race is still prevalent.
Yeah.
Racism is still prevalent. And whether or not people are talking about it, laughing about it, it's getting talked about. It's a trending topic right now. And we got to continue to make this a trending topic, you know.
Yeah.
Even more so now, like, what does that say about our justice system? Like, there are still two saltines that haven't turned themselves in that are wanted for third degree assault.
Yeah.
And you have one. What does that say about you and your character?
Yeah.
Like, are y'all just going to let that? No. Because it had to been us. Had it been blacks.
That been got by
now. No, we would have been locked up that day. It wouldn't be like no turn yourself in. They would have locked us up on the spot.
On the spot. You already know.
And I just feel like we got to continue to talk about this. This can't go on no more. And we should stand up for ourselves. We should stand up for ourselves. But my thing is, I feel like now the city of Montgomery needs to take action and not allow any private boats alone to dock. And I don't think that these people will be able to come back down that way to the riverfront ever again in life. I did hear and I did read that they had problems with this family before.
Oh, yeah?
And, yes, they've had problems with this family before. So when you can't continue to do the same thing over and over again, people going to get tired.
Yeah.
And your one mistake, whether you were drunk, whether you felt inferior, turned up, feeling like, oh, I keep doing it, the y'all ain't going to sit there, I ain't moving it. And that one mistake, you hitting that man while he was on the job.
Yeah, you're doing the job.
Caused you to be plastered on national TV, be everywhere, and could hurt your business. And you are in a predominantly black town.
You're done.
In Selma, Alabama.
You're done. They said,
you're done.
Yeah, they said,
you are well done.
Yeah,
you are well done.
They said, Unk with the Chubb was hitting everybody. Man, he was thinking about Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, everybody. He beat them all for that.
I mean, listen, I would knock some old heads. This is for every slave that was docked here, marched up to the fountain, up to the Capitol.
Yeah.
For 400 some years, this is for everybody. This is for everybody.
Yeah. And to the young people out there, man, I need to go do y'all black history research, because I think that'll help too, man. Like, it's not in school, so it's on the parents to teach them their black history, because I'm big on black. I love black history.
Me too.
Like, I'm always trying to find some new stuff, black history, man. So,
yes.
You need to learn about
the history. And we got to continue to, there's so much history within the state of Alabama, these small towns that we grew up. So much history of civil rights, of black people, of all of us, and we got to continue to put this in front of us. We got to continue to have this in the schools, and we got to continue to educate the children when they're gone 8 hours a day in schools, and you only have X amount of time to teach about history and Black history. But Black history should be taught in the home every day. You know, it's in things that we use. It's things that we eat. You know, people, Black inventors, we need to teach our kids about that. You know, read upon George Washington Carver, read up on Gary Morgan, read up upon, you know, people that created, you know, Curling Iron, or C.J. Walker, and I'm just naming because they are popular, but those are the only people I can think of right now, you know, that came to my head. You know, Black person created the folding chair. So read up about him.
Yeah.
Come on. Read about, you know, the Black person that made the iron board, creating the iron board, all these patents. Like, I mean, everything that we use every day was mostly created by a Black person.
Yeah, and they couldn't even function without Black people making it. Like you said, a lot of stuff that we use are from Black people minds. Like, it's created by us. For us, by us. Boo-boo.
Exactly. We got to continue to, you know our history and teach the kids, because they are the future, but we are the future as well.
Yeah.
But we definitely going to teach them about August 5th.
Oh.
August 5th, 2023, we're going to teach these kids that, you know, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And when you could have just minded your own business and moved the boat. That's all.
And defend your brother and sister. Don't let nobody jump on
you. Exactly. Nobody jump on you, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Be ready, you know. Look if you buck.
Yeah, man. Like I said, dude was just doing his job, man, respectfully. And you got jumped.
Yes. And we all got to respect people while they on their job. We might not like it.
That's their job.
But that's their job.
Yeah.
And we got to do, you know, what it is. Because it could have saved. Imagine had they just moved that boat. Wouldn't have been no brawl. Alabama would not be plastered on. National TV talked about, joked on, all of that.
Yeah.
People would have still, you know, had their dignity or their character or whatnot, you know.
Yeah, that comes with,
and everybody could have gone home and had a good day.
Yeah, that comes with privilege, though. Trying to be privileged. Like,
exactly.
That's all that comes down to. But anyway, I mean, no disrespect. I got a lot of white people I know, friends and stuff, but, you know, we just targeting the racist, if you will. But we do need to, like, our kids do need to learn Black history at home, man. Like, I don't care if it's just one person a day that you can teach your children. Like, they need to know, man. Especially about slavery. Like, I went to the Whitney Plantation probably a few weeks ago, man, and I enjoyed that, man. I think a lot of kids need to go see these plantations, see what these people have to go through, man, because they got tortured, man, and we complain about the little stuff. They got tortured, and they did all that, and they made it better for us to live, man, so... If I turn on their ways, the way we act sometimes, like killing each other and stuff. So take those trips like that to plantation, man, for real.
I agree. Like, and, you know, it's so funny that you were talking about plantations. I found out that my great-great-grandmother was raised on a plantation, I think, or died on her plantation at an old age. And I found that it, of course, my family on my dad's side comes from New Orleans, Louisiana, and Mississippi, but mostly in New Orleans. And me finding that out, and I looked it up, and I can't remember the name of the plantation. I said, the next time I travel to Louisiana, which is my birthplace, I want to go and look at that plantation. I feel like we are standing on our ancestors' shoulders.
Yeah.
Because what they went through, we're not going through right now. We do live in a modern-day civil rights movement.
Yeah.
But I feel like we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, and we got to learn this history. We have to go to these places. I mean, growing up in a small town, I still see these plantation houses that are still up, and it creeps me out every time I pass by them.
It's
history. It's our history.
It's needed.
But it is, you know, it's a reminder how far we've come but people want to still send us back there. And of course, we're not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And I just got to say, you know, a lot of people, when they say we are not our ancestors, yeah, we're not, because I feel like back then they were stronger than us. They endured more.
Yeah.
And when people say we are not our ancestors, yeah, we are not. We are too different. We are too different.
Those are strong people.
Like souls and two different people back then. And we live in two different eras.
Yeah.
But we are all equally strong.
Yeah.
We are all equally strong. So that's one thing I want to say to people, that yes, we are not our ancestors, but we live in two different eras, and yeah, but we are equally strong, because that strength that they had 400 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, is the strength that we have now.
Yeah, and like I said, don't...
The key is we embody that strength, yeah, from our ancestors and our grandparents and great-grandparents and on down the line, our parents and stuff.
All the elders.
All the elders. We embody that strength.
Yeah, but the, you know, like all the slaves, man, like I said, I went to the plantation, man. You see what these people went through. Them people were physically strong and mentally strong to deal with all that, man, because none of us really could have did that. Like, we could, like, a man, a master could come in your house and sleep with your wife. You got to sit outside and listen to it.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, it was a lot of torture, yeah, man. Like, you getting beat, your kids get taken away from you. It was torture, man. So I think it's important that everybody go to a plantation, man. Especially your kids, man. Put a little fear in their heart, man. Like, this is what happened to black people back then. We used to support each other, look out for each other, man. For real.
Exactly.
And don't wait for no dog on February for Black History Month. It should be Black History Month every day. I don't care about Black History Month. Like, I like Black History every day.
Exactly. Same here. Black history is every day, 365 days a year, 24/7. I'm always trying to learn about history and black history at that.
Yeah. We made more history on August 5th, 2023 in Montgomery, Alabama, in the riverfront.
Yes, that is definitely going down in the history books.
Yeah,
and definitely. You know what? It's so funny. A lot of people are planning trips as we speak to come down to Montgomery on August 5th.
Man, I be seeing people in New Orleans talk with the chair. Like, what y'all know about that, man? Y'all know about the Gump, man. What y'all know about that, man?
They ain't lived in the Gump or went to school in the Gump, then they don't know nothing about the Gump.
They don't know nothing about the Gump. Now they want to get chilled. I tell people about Montgomery all the time. What Montgomery? What? That's why you learn your black history, because a lot of civil rights stuff was in Montgomery.
Exactly.
You didn't know. God, dog. But anyway, it was a good thing, I think, man. I think it showed us coming together, man. And even to the young, to the old, man. Definitely, Halloween, I want to be on, got it through the hat, though, the co-captain, man. I got to be on that. Because the way he threw the hat was so smooth, man. Like, I don't... Like a bat signal.
Exactly. It's like cue the intro music.
Yeah. Start it. Fight. That's some Mortal Kombat type stuff, man. But that, man, that made my day. Well, it made my week, really, man. I've been watching that junk every day.
It's always something. Somebody new, somebody explaining it, somebody breaking down. It's all on TikTok, Instagram, anything that you see. Really, it is there, especially on TikTok. Every time I get on there and I scroll, it's something about Montgomery, about August 5th. That will go down in history. I don't think when next year comes, 2024, everybody's still going to be talking about it.
Oh,
I think it's a hot topic right now. It's a trending topic. And it's, you know, and it keeps getting messier and messier when, you know, people start doing these podcast interviews, television interviews, and even more so, people are doing lives now. Even one lady that she's the blonde haired lady with the glasses that was a part of the crew, the one that threw the white lady in the river. She did a live Monday saying that, you know, she was let go from her job. A lot of people are saying, saying people got fired. Some people saying they didn't. I don't know what is true or what not. But, you know, people are now starting to speak their truth. So, yeah, this will really go down in history. It will be in the textbooks.
Definitely.
And I know back in the day when I was in school, I was like in the fourth grade, third or fourth grade, we had Alabama history. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they got Alabama history now in the schools, but this day, August 5th, need to be in Alabama history.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely need to be. It says, everybody will start taking trips to Montgomery to the riverfront. Go to the Legacy Museum as well, man. Go check that
exactly.
out. Go check our Rosa Parks statue. Go check out what she got pulled up. I mean, got on the bus set, had to in the back. Go look at all this. Martin Luther King House by Alabama State. Go look at all that.
Mm-hmm. Like,
go look at Alabama State campus. There's history on there, too, with the teachers from back in the 60s. So, I'm telling you, man, like, it's a lot there in Montgomery. Don't be just going from the riverfront. You know, it's a lot of history that can do. For real.
Yes.
And take
true.
Your kids. Take your kids.
Let take them go learn something. And learn something and teach something. And then not only that, you know, travel down to Selma. There's so much history down there in the Black Belt and Birmingham and Tuskegee. Yeah. And, you know, you travel throughout Montgomery and the state of Alabama, really. And it's so much rich history and so much history that needs to be taught. So, I mean, it's an enjoyable experience. When you are learning about your own history.
Yeah, it'll give you some insight and you have a change of heart, honestly. Really, man. 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. That new church. Like, it's a lot of things in Montgomery and Birmingham. I said Tuskegee and what else I said? Anywhere, really. In Alabama. Selma with the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Sunday and all that. What they call the thing Saturday. Bloody Saturday or something like that.
Bloody Sunday.
Yeah. But they call the thing, the Riverboat thing, Bloody Saturday.
Bloody Saturday.
Yeah, they call that Bloody Saturday, too.
Yeah. I call it Stone Cold Saturday, because, you know, all of them, you know, open up a can of whoop ass.
Yeah, the Battle of Montgomery 2023, like, God, dog, man. But, nah, man, it was an exciting time. I mean, we need to go on and do a documentary on that, though, for real,
Ash. Oh, yeah.
We need to go do that documentary, for real.
We need some real serious music.
Yeah.
You know, documentary highlighting what went down right here on the riverfront.
We can do some Negro spirituals on that way and put it in slow motion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll talk. We'll talk, man. For real, man. But Ash, man, before we wrap it up, you just had an interview with Nephew Tiny, man. How did that come about? Sky's the limit. Yeah. And who's to say I pray next?
that it would be Beyonce.
Oh, Lord, Renaissance Tour.
Oh, yes. The Renaissance Tour is coming up
this Friday,
Atlanta.
Oh, Lord. You can't say nothing bad about Beyonce to Ashley, man. No,
because as the proud president of the Beehive, we run up, get done up. Put bees all in the comment section.
She gonna hit you with a folding chair.
A folding chair and a bee emoji.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. But yeah, that's true about getting people on the podcast, man. Like I got Parlay, it was like our schedule never linked up, so he called me on my phone. I'm like, dang, bro, like I got Parlay personal number, y'all. It was dope, man. Parlay for them franchise boys, if you don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like Parlay got.
And that was a dope interview. Yeah. And I want to say, T, I'm proud of you. You keep striving. I love tuning into your podcast, and you just keep going. It gets better and better.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Parlay, man. Shout out to Lil Atlanta and Trillville, man. I got them guys personal numbers, so it's love, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. It's love, man. So, like you said, it's only up from here. Same for you. I know it will be up for you. Because, like you said, I saw your interview with Nick. I'm like, dang, man. That's moving up in the world around here, man.
And you know what? I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to continue to do what I'm called to do and keep going. And once you pray about it and ask God, he's going to do it.
Yeah. You ain't lying, man. And definitely, man, shout out to all the people that came out of my back-to-school drive, man. It was a big success. I had a lot of people come through, a lot of kids get with a lot of backpacks, man. People calling me, asking, saying they want to do stuff with me and all that type of stuff. So, if you willing to put in the work, we can do it, man. Because there wasn't no ballpark. It was just too
much. Yes.
So, you got to put the work in, man. But definitely, man, shout out to everybody that came, man.
And shout out to you because you had the prison doctor on there. And I don't know if any of your listeners know who the prison doctor is, need to really know him. He is, I look at his Instagram a lot, a good, great influencer, a lot of followers, and that was just big for you. So shout out to you. Yeah. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, he actually just texted me by like, a day ago. He called me or something like that. I forgot. We talked on the phone, though. But yeah, man, shout out to Prison Doctor, man. He don't play. He don't play with kids and parents. He tell it how it is. He'll let you know, quit letting kids run over you. And you can't let kids run over you paying the bills, going to work every day. You know what I'm saying? You gotta set them boundaries for them kids, man. You can never run.
Hell yeah.
Real, man. But shout out to the Prison Doctor, man. Shout out to everybody that's been on my podcast. Shout out to everybody that's been on Ashley podcast, man. The Sip and Sit. Ashley, you got anything else you want to say? Any shout out?
Shout out to just, all us black folks, man. We shining and we grinding and, hey, don't mess with us because we're going to have a folding chair for your ass.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, make sure y'all follow the Sip and Sit podcast on YouTube, like and subscribe. It really helps the channel to grow. Stay tuned. We got more guests coming on in the month of August. And, of course, my birthday is coming up in 2 weeks, so I'll be turning 36 by the grace of God. And I'm just glad to just, continuing to use my voice.
Yeah.
And never stopping using my voice.
Yeah, she'll be interviewing Beyonce soon.
Yes! We're going to speak that into existence. But you know what?
She's going to change up on people.
I'm going to try while I'm at the concert, when I have with my voice, before it goes out, because I'm going to be singing and dancing and everything, sitting down in the stands and stuff. And I might do some interviews, of Beehivers and talk about what they got on and just what they, expect to see, at the concert. So I am really excited about that, so I'm going to try to do that.
You got the little mics for your phone?
Yes, I got lavalier mics. Yes.
Yeah, definitely get those. You can hook them on Bluetooth and do all that good stuff. Noise cancellation, so it's dope, man. I got those. Yeah, man. But yeah, we actually interview Beyonce. I ain't gonna hear from her no more. She's gonna change up on you, bro.
She's
gonna change up on you, bro. But nah, man. It's all love, man. I know, but yeah, man. Y'all tune into the Sip and Sip, man. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up, man. Ash, man, can you give me your social media one more time?
Yes, you can follow me on my personal page at A Marie. That's AMARIE underscore the number 2 and the letter U. And of course, follow my podcast page, Sip and Sit Podcast. That's all lowercase letters. And just follow us and make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at the Sip and Sit Podcast.
Yeah,
and of course, YouTube.
Yeah.
And make sure you like and subscribe to the Sip and Sit Podcast on YouTube.
Ooh, man. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we had another good episode, man. We got a little bit off the sports, but, you know, well, technically it is for, like you said, WWE fighting and all that good stuff, man. A little educational thing to Black History. So, don't wait till February again. Celebrate Black History every day. But anyway, it's episode 120 of TNT Sports Podcast, episode 120 again. Good morning.